Hey everybody, it's the Loop Mechanics Podcast. Your hosts Bealus and Scormus are here to ramble on for a while about video and tabletop games, or whatever nonsense comes into their twisted little minds. Then, if you are very lucky, they will crawl off back under the rocks from whence they came, only to return again, like clockwork, next week. Seriously, these idiots are more unavoidable than death or taxes, and much less pleasant to endure. Anyway, enjoy the show, if you can.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bealus.
And happy holidays. This is our annual holiday show, which, if you've been listening to us for a while, even back to the Pixels and Dice days, you know what to expect here. We'll get to that in a bit. But first, rather than ask you what you've been playing lately, because probably not much, what are you doing to get ready for the holidays, sir?
Well, I've been listening to my favorite Christmas music, you know, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Mannheim Steamroller. Things like that. I'm mostly just trying to relax, because this is really a stressful time of year.
Yes. I'm very lucky that at work and at home, we decided to basically make things as stress-free as possible. Used to be we bought stuff for everybody on my shift, everybody on Graveyard, my location. We were all buying gifts for each other, and it turned out we were spending like $5 each because it's all we could afford. There was a bunch of us. And it was kind of sad. So we decided to do a Secret Santa last year, and we did it again this year, where we spend $50 on one person. So instead of spending like $100+ for work, because I'd buy stuff for other shifts and things like that, now I'm paying $50. That's it. And if anybody else is like, oh, you didn't buy me anything. No, I did not. Your name was not in the hat. And at home, we have had our gifts under the tree for weeks. I was done with my shopping like the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So, I mean, everything was bought. Some of it was shipping. But yeah, we do things well in advance. I used to wait until Christmas Eve to go shopping, and I would do it, you know, get in my car and go drive for a few hours around and go buy whatever I needed, then come home and wrap it. And I hated Christmas by the time it was over. So yeah, no more, never again. You remember that time we went to Fry's?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was fun and all, but we spent hours going to Fry's, which was one of my favorite places to go purchase stuff, but still, hours to go shopping. No. And I used to hit all the big box stores, you know, your Best Buy, your Walmart, all that. I just go and I had a list, and this is what I was going to do, and I thought I was actually pretty efficient about it. It would take me like 3 hours usually with a stop for lunch. Or I could spend 15 minutes, order stuff online, and it'll just come to me. Most of it already gift wrapped. Yay.
The problem is you're making Bezos richer.
Yes. But I'm not breaking my back trying to get gifts. Gifts can come to me. I'm spoiled by the pandemic, okay? I'm all about the shopping online. And it's not always through Amazon either. I bought one thing online from Walmart. So, yeah. And I do have friends that are on the fair circuit that are online, and I've bought stuff from them too. Well, not for this year, but I have in the past bought stuff from them as gifts. So, anyway, so, would you like to move on?
Sure.
Okay.
And now, the hosts shall prattle on about subjects most mundane.
Okay, so, this week, we're doing our annual last-minute gamer gift guide for 2022. Yay!
Don't sound so thrilled.
Well, no. In the past, we've always kind of done this as a joke. We would usually do some really horrible gamer gifts bought, like, at 11:30 in the night at a convenience store before Christmas.
Yeah, you know, like a bag of peanuts and some jerky.
Or a six-pack of Mountain Dew. The stuff your shitty uncle buys you, half-drunk, with no money, you know, very little money, and all the stores except for the convenience store are closed.
No, that'd be a three-pack of Mountain Dew.
There you go. But the problem here is that this show is coming out 6 days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, last-minute gift guide really doesn't apply here, since you got almost a week. So, I figured, toss the stupid stuff. Let's just talk about some cool stuff that we would suggest getting the gamer in your life. Would you care to start, or shall I?
Well, I will.
Okay, what's your first one?
I like the new, or the latest D&D starter set. It's kind of a gift for two. You give somebody this starter set, you know, and say, hey, why don't you run this for the group? That way, you get a break, and possibly it turns the person you gave it to into a new DM so that you get to spend more time as a player.
Right.
Because I can tell you right now, most DMs don't get that.
That's true.
And they, of course, you know, they get this wonderful new starter set.
Yep, it's Dragons of Stormwreck Isle.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's like the previous starter sets, only it's a different adventure.
Right.
In there, which it teaches you how to play characters from level 1 to 3. It's got some pre-built characters in it. Some polyhedral dice, because you're going to need those, that sort of thing. And, of course, the 48-page adventure booklet.
And like the name says, if you know somebody who's interested in D&D, but they don't know where to start, give them that.
Right. Now,
foster the love of the game.
I agree. Now, I will say that on the page for this, on their D&D page, they do still have, they talk about how on Amazon, I doubt you'd be able to get it, you know, this fast, but the original starter set from 2014 is still available,
mm-hmm.
which is basically the same thing, only it includes the adventure Lost Mines of Phandelver. Phandelver, yeah. And
then there's the essential set with the Dragon of Icespire Keep.
Right.
I think, or Spire Peak or something like that.
Right. So you can't really go wrong on either starter set. So if you go to the game store and they only have the original one, it's still a starter set. It's still going to do what you need it to do, just they have a new shiny one that's got a blue dragon on the front, and it looks kind of cool. So I think that's an excellent idea. Let's see.
Well, how about you?
Well, mine is kind of a combo thingy, because you had two suggestions, so I was going to do...
Well, I do have a third.
Oh, you do have a third? Well. Okay, yes. Well then, I will go with... I'll break mine into three. And the first one I have is it's a simple one. If you're at that gaming store, and you're, like you'd said, getting the D&D starter set, go to their counter. Get more dice. If you're buying for somebody that's interested in tabletop role-playing games, whether it's D&D or anything else, for the most part, they need dice. And that starter set has a set of polyhedral dice in it. Great. You got some shitty starter set dice. Nah, go buy them something nice. They're usually what? $6 to $10? Depending on the set. And you can get some pretty, real nice dice there. I mean, not metal dice generally. They're going to cost you a lot more. But you can get some nice plastic dice. Work perfectly well. Throw a few sets down. It's great. It's a great combo with the starter set or anything else like that. And the thing is, you might think, oh, well, you know, this person's already a gamer. They play this game, this game, this game, right? Doesn't matter. They always like more dice. Who doesn't appreciate more dice?
All TTRPGers love themselves dice.
Right, exactly. We're all dice goblins. And, I mean, I've said it before. I've got a shelf behind me that is literally full of bags of dice sets. I have hundreds of sets. Why? Because we've been doing this since the 70s, and I like dice. And if somebody were to go to me and buy me a freaking $6 set of ChessX dice or something, something basic, don't care. New set of dice. Woo! I'll find a place for it in the bag.
Yep. Do the happy dance.
Yeah. Because dice are awesome. Always. Dice are always good.
Yep. Math rocks.
Math rocks. Exactly. What is your second suggestion, sir?
Well, most gamers are on Steam.
Yes.
And you can see that, you know, hey, this friend of mine, he just got X game. Well, look, for just a few bucks, I can get him the new DLC for that game. And I can just basically you buy it for him as a friend or as a gift, and then you just send it and you can personalize the message to him and just say happy ho ho and send him a DLC for the game that they're enjoying.
Or a card. Even just, you know, you can get Steam cards that have, like, you know, $50 gift card. They can go buy whatever they want.
Yeah, but this is more personalized because, you know, you can see that they own this game.
Exactly.
And you can get them something, you know, that goes towards that game.
Oh, yeah. A great example would be Total War Warhammer series, right? Mm-hmm. If you've got, let's say they bought Total War, you can see they've got Total War, Warhammer 2. Is it Warhammer 3 is out as well, but I know with Warhammer 2, which is a perfectly fine game, if they owned the stuff for Total War, Warhammer 1, they can add it into Warhammer 2. So basically it just, the previous game, everything that was there expands Warhammer 2. I'm not sure if the same applies for Warhammer 3, but
it's easy to find out, though.
These are expensive games, granted, but if they don't have Warhammer 1, you know, Total War, Warhammer 1, and they have Warhammer 2, buy it for them. Slam! You've just expanded a game they already have, and not by a little bit. So that's really kind of awesome. Sorry, didn't mean to jump in there.
You know, no, that's fine.
Take your thunder. But let's see, what was my second one? Oh, yes. Let's say you're at the game store still. And maybe the person you're looking to buy for likes games, but they're not into tabletop role-playing games. You don't know what sort of card games they like or board games or whatever. But you think that they'd like to have fun with their family and friends. So there's a huge amount of comedy-based little games like Cards Against Humanity, right?
Right.
But I have one that I backed years ago on Kickstarter, and it's become basically a very mainstream comedy card game. We've played it. It's amazing. I love this game. Joking Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
From the people who make the webcomic Cyanide and Happiness. It is hilarious. And you can't go wrong with it. That, Exploding Kittens.
I was going to say Exploding Kittens, and yeah. It's the expansion.
Oh, yeah, they've got expansions for that. There's Unstable Unicorns, all kinds of different games like that. I got one that was kind of off-brand that I got years ago from a coworker called Disturbed Friends, which is dark. It's a comedy game, but it is dark. I mean, it is, oh boy, you gotta have friends that have a very twisted sense of humor or you will offend people with this game. It is, yeah, oh no, it's bad. So anyway, point is, there's plenty of these games out there. Joking Hazard is a great standout for that, but you can't really go wrong with any of these because they're super fun one way or the other. They're fast, fun. It's not like sitting down and trying to learn to play. Oh man, there's one. It totally escapes me now, but there's a bunch of these tactical games that you gotta, you're playing them for hours and hours and maybe you end up hating each other over it. You know, that's a lot of that, you know, battling against each other sort of games. That,
you mean like Civilization?
No, but I mean board games and whatnot, right?
Risk.
Risk is a good one, but there's other Monopoly. Ones. And I wish I could remember the one I was thinking of because it's an extremely difficult game.
Settlers of Catan?
Settlers of Catan. I knew somebody would come up with the name of it. That game, that and diplomacy ruin relationships. That'll cause you to get divorced. That will make your mom stop talking to you. It is, those games are cutthroat. Or you can sit down and play Joking Hazard, which is mildly, depending on the version you get, can be mildly not safe for work, but still.
Mildly?
I got the not safe for work version. But I'm just saying, you, as long as you guys can deal with that, you're going to have a huge amount of fun. But there are perfectly, there's the not safe for work version of Exploding Kittens, then there's the regular version. I'm not sure why you'd buy the regular version, but maybe you've got family members that won't appreciate a good dick joke, you know? So you buy that. Point is, these games are great and they're not expensive. That's the best part about it. So many board games have gotten so freaking expensive anymore. You can go out and get Joking Hazard for like 20, 30 bucks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. Some of them are way cheaper than that. And they are literally hours of entertainment. They'll, you know, entertain the whole family. So I thought that was well worth discussing. Did you have a third topic, sir?
Oh, I do. And I was looking at the link that you put up, and it amuses me that they list it as a gift for boys and girls. Are you fucking kidding me? I can tell you right now, any gamer would lose their shit to get this. And it's the Fire Dragon Lamp. It's a red dragon swooping in, breathing fire, and then there's, you know, the trail of fire that it's leaving behind. Well, the fire is the light for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it on Etsy, they have it on Amazon, they have it on eBay, they have it on several different places, and they have different, you know, styles. You know, one of them has where you can change the color of the flame, etc.
Yep.
But that is just a cool gift that any gamer out there would go, Oh my God, this is amazing. And they would love it.
I'll be honest, I'm sitting here looking at the link on Amazon that I'd put up, right?
Huh?
And it's $30 plus, there's a 5% coupon, so I'll even take it down lower. But if I bought it right now, which is a day before this comes out, it says it'll arrive Tuesday the 13th to my house. So it obviously arrives before Christmas. We're recording a week before you hear this. So a little over a week. So anyway, there's still the possibility you can get this online in time for Christmas.
Yes.
I'm thinking of buying it anyway. I got $50 to spend from a gift we got from a family member that my wife and I are splitting. So I was thinking about spending that at Drive-Thru RPG, but I really like this Dragon Lamp.
Like I said,
it's pretty.
I can't imagine any gamer turning that down. Period.
Yeah. That is very nice. I mean, I could think of places right here in the office I could put it. That'd be cool. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
That is nifty.
So how about you? Do you have another one?
Yes, I do. My last one is a little unorthodox. But you're buying for somebody, let's say, who's a gamer. That could be somebody who plays collectible card games or video games or tabletop role-playing games. You know, all kinds of different games, right?
Right.
And gamers tend to like fantasy stuff, right? Fantasy movies, television series, yada, yada, yada. It's just kind of something that goes with gamers. We have a fantasy mindset to a large degree. So what goes really well with that? Well, I was sitting here in my office looking around, and I looked into this one corner. And that's my swords corner. They used to be on the wall, but I had to take them down because we put up new bookcases and I haven't got them up on other walls yet. Collectible swords and other weapons. I have a two-headed flail on one wall, a three-headed flail on another wall. I've got a German spiked mace. How many multiple? I got three or four collectible swords that are like fantasy type swords just over in the corner, plus a couple real swords, because collectible swords, do not fight with them. They will shatter. They are not meant for fighting, but they look awesome. And you can get them usually for a pretty reasonable price at your local mall. I am not kidding you. You know, if you go to one of those stores that has like the tobacco store, a lot of times
they usually carry them. I know.
Yeah, we bought many swords from places like that in the past. Lots of weapons.
Hell, you can buy things like blow guns and crossbows from too.
Nunchucks. You can buy nunchucks. What makes a better stocking stuffer than nunchucks? Especially if you really want to piss off your sister, you're buying for their kid. Hey, little Tommy, go beat the shit out of your friends.
Here's concussion in a sack.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a little throwback to the bad uncle thing. But hey, he was thinking. He was thinking ahead. He knew what little Johnny would like. Little Johnny likes him some fantasy stuff, so go take your fake sword and your nunchucks and go whip around the neighborhood. Assert your dominance. Yeah. And the thing is, you won't even go to jail for it. It's not your fault. You were just buying a Christmas gift. But he did. Hey, that's between him and his parents. You know, I don't know.
Hey, it was meant to be hung on a wall and looked at.
It's a replica. And you told him, don't fight with it. It's a replica. Yeah, that'll go over well. Anyway, so the point is, fantasy fans and gamers love this stuff. even if they're just into science fiction and things like that, I'm sorry, a cool looking sword on the wall is still a cool looking sword on the wall. Nobody's going to say no to that if they're mm-hmm. a gamer. I'm sorry, they're just not. Oh no, they already happen to have that exact same sword. This is the best part of it. That's going to make them even happier. Because now they've got two. The only thing better than having one fantasy sword on your wall is two fantasy swords on your wall. If they're matching, you cross them up. That looks even better. I'm sorry. This is great. And it's going to be more expensive than the other stuff. But, oh well, it's cooler.
Well, and if you want to be, you know, that guy, like I was saying with the nunchucks, it's a concussion in a sock, or the a batleth. That's a home evisceration kit.
Yep.
Here, go gut your sister.
So yeah, that's about it, and obviously anything you find in your game store, it's probably going to go over okay. And the general, if they are into console games, pick them up a game peripheral or whatever. Yeah, the standard stuff. Okay, whatever. You can go and do that. Or you can go with our cool suggestions that everybody will love.
Are we done with this shit yet?
Okay, so that's about it for this week. Do you have any final thoughts before we go?
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Festive Yuletide, Feliz Navidad.
Yep, there's a Happy Hanukkah. There's a huge amount of holidays going on now at the end of the year, and we want everybody to, whatever they believe or don't believe, or however they celebrate or don't celebrate, have a great holiday season. Be careful mm-hmm. out there, because there are crazy people on the roads, drunks and whatnot. Don't let them ruin your holidays, and don't ruin other people's holidays by being like them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a lot of that. I drive 50 miles one way to commute to work and back. So, yeah, I do 100 miles a day. And during the holidays, I see a lot of cops on the road, and I see a lot of people pulled over and accidents and whatnot. Don't be like them. Have a good holiday. Keep your, you know, if you got to drink or enjoy other substances, don't drive. Get a designated driver.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I did see one thing that made me laugh.
Okay.
I know it's a little off topic, but I pulled up behind one of those lifted trucks that was, you know, like, let's go, Brandon, let's go, you know, Joe Biden, you know, et cetera, all these maggot stuff. And right in the middle of his window was something that didn't fit. It was a Starfleet emblem. And my first thought is, really? Either you've got a kid who's into Star Trek, or you don't get Star Trek at all.
Yeah, completely missed the point.
Yep, you missed the fucking point. It's all women and pew-pew.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, happy holidays. Be safe, and we will be back again next week. We don't take weeks off, so we're pre-recording all these things. So I think our next recording session is January 1st.
Yep.
We're not recording on Christmas. Are you kidding me? But yeah, we got one more holiday show, which is, well, I think one year we combined our holiday show with the end of year show, the way the times fell. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's our annual best and worst show of 2022. It's coming up next week, and hopefully that will be a lot of fun. So I guess that's it. Till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Ellis.
Generic catchphrase ending. Yes, generic catchphrase ending, and happy holidays. Almost sounds like I've been drinking.
Really?
I have not, though. I did fall on my head recently, so.
Well, look at that. You made it through an entire episode. Good for you. Now, here's your prize. Ads. Please drop by whatever service you heard this abomination of a podcast on, and give the show a great review. You can also come by our website squirmy.com, check out our blogs, podcasts, and other content, and leave some comments. Finally, join our Discord server. You can listen to us record Loop Mechanics live, and chat with other fans. You'll find the link on the website. Until next time, I'm the digital voiceover guy, telling you to kindly, fuck off.